morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, December 19th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Unusually extreme wind gusted across Wyoming over the past couple of days, making driving riskier. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
Wyoming is known for its wind, but 100-plus miles per hour?
That definitely still raises some eyebrows around here.
Jordan Young is with the Wyoming Department of Transportation. On Wednesday, WyDOT registered 144 miles per hour gusts around Smoot in southwest Wyoming, and 123 miles per hour on South Pass. Young says many roads were closed to high-profile vehicles.
Large, tall vehicles with not a lot of weight to them, especially vehicles like RVs, campers, toy haulers, other large boxy trailers.
She says at least 17 were blown over by winds just on Wednesday. Reports say the regional winds came from the recent Pacific Northwest storms. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
Five new cases of measles have been reported in Fremont County, bringing the state's total for the year to 14. The health department says all five were close contacts and spread it to each other. The initial exposure occurred out of state. The five infected children and adults were unvaccinated, and none were hospitalized. You may have been exposed if you were at the Flying J Travel Center in Evanston on December 1st in the mid to late afternoon. Measles is highly contagious and can cause serious illness, including pneumonia, encephalitis, hospitalization, and death. The State Health Department says the MMR vaccines provide highly effective and long-lasting protection against measles infection and recommends getting vaccinated. A Wyoming biathlete is racing to qualify for the upcoming Olympics this weekend. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more.
Zoe May Noble grew up on a cattle ranch in Cora. Now, she's hoping to compete in biathlon in the 2026 Winter Games.
You have to be a very fit and capable cross-country skier, and you have to be a very capable sharpshooter.
The 25-year-old grew up cross-country skiing in Wyoming, but didn't try biathlon until college in Alaska. She says a big part of the sport is accurately shooting with a really high heart rate.
You're at like 190 beats per minute, and it's freezing cold. You can't feel your fingers. Everything is happening all at once, and you have 30 seconds to try to hit five targets.
Noble is part of the National Guard biathlon team and will compete in three races in Vermont to try and go to Italy. She says she'll be going head-to-head with some seasoned veterans, but her goals are to
ski very strong and to hit all of my targets, which are things that I can control.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Fire and emergency medical services in Natrona County are feeling the squeeze from property tax cuts. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements reports in response one district called for classifying EMS as essential under state law to guarantee funding.
Leighton Bergen is with the Natrona County Fire District.
Every second counts towards trying to save somebody's life.
He says by July of 2027, the district could see a 67% reduction to its budget. His district's employees have seen their salaries shrink and a station close in response to property tax cuts. That revenue funds local governments, not the state. Bergen worries it could get worse.
There is talk of not hiring new guys as they come in. So once people either retire or leave, that we won't hire again.
He cited a YouTube video from the State EMS Association that says Wyoming has seen 16 EMS services either fold or consolidate with another service in the last 10 years.
Those impacts have also been seen in Sheridan, in Upton, and in Newcastle.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chris Clements.
The U.S. Department of Energy has cut about $8 billion in federal energy grants. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan spoke to one recipient who worked in the state's oil and gas fields.
This fall, Dan Zimmerle was preparing for another year of research in Wyoming's Upper Green River and Powder River basins. He spent a decade plus figuring out how to stop emission leaks from oil and gas operations.
That reduces the amount of product you lose because it went into the atmosphere, but it also just improves the efficiency of operating the facilities.
Zimmerle says industry support is strong.
What we work on helps those companies talk about their control program
to investors and regulators. So that's why it was a shock when Zimmerle got a DOE letter canceling his $17 million grants,
saying that they did not fit with the administration priorities.
Hundreds of other DOE grants were canceled. As many as 11 or more are Wyoming-related projects. The issue is now tied up in court. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
An iconic green Sinclair dinosaur has gone missing from Alcova. Sloan's General Store is a local staple for outdoorsmen and anglers. The $8,000 statue has been there for decades. Owner Brian Black says he reviewed security camera footage after a customer noticed the 300-pound, 10-foot-long dinosaur was missing. That was back in November.
You can't just drive around town with a dino in the back of your truck. Someone's going to notice it.
He's been working with the Natrona County Sheriff's Office, which has identified the owner of the truck that's believed to have stolen the statue. Black says he would just love to have his dino back. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Jackson Hole Mountain Resort took people on a trip through time to celebrate its 60th anniversary. Buckrell reports its 13-minute-long video describes the rocky history of Rendezvous Mountain, starting about 3 billion years ago. It also discusses the construction of the original tram and its recent reconstruction to be one of the strongest structures in the Tetons. A simple but rare book can be found in Cody. The Lovell Chronicle reports an 1830 first edition Book of Mormon is tucked into the Cody Mural Museum. Only about 500 copies still exist. As long as it's been in town, people have known it was old, but it wasn't until a renovation in 2015 that they learned what it truly was. Five Hot Springs Health employees received national awards during the Healthcare Service Excellence Conference. The Thermopolis Independent Record reports a Pinnacle Award was given to Scott Alwyn for Inspiring CEO, Brad Lindstrom for Focus Provider, and Sheila Lutz and Lindsay Simpson for their Do It Improvement Project. Nurse Paula Witt rose a step above and won the Summit Award for Exceptional Nurse. And get your warm hats and boots because Sunday is the first day of astronomical winter. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question, and we're staying on topic with this one. How does Wyoming rank among the windiest states in the U.S.? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is the highest wind gust ever recorded in Wyoming? Well, until Wednesday, the record was a 128-mile-an-hour gust near Clark in April of 2022. But on Wednesday, the state was hit with incredibly high winds, including a confirmed 144-mile-an-hour blast near Smoot. Welcome to Wyoming. Congratulations to Billy Edwards, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great weekend and join me again on Monday.